time once again to take another visit to Shakespeare and Company, which we've been doing off and on this summer season. And they are presenting Terrence McNally's Mothers and Sons. It will run August 16th through September the 9th. It is a an incredible a play, one that you can find now very simply by going to Shakespeare and Company. And right now with us, we have the director, James Warwick. James, thanks for joining us today.
Oh, great pleasure, Mike. Good morning.
So what's, for people that are listening, let's get a little bit of background on you. You're directing, and did you always want to be a director, or did a directorship come out of something else in your theater background?
Was directorship thrust upon me? Well, I started life in London, as you might tell from my funny accent. I went to the Royal Central School of Speech and Drama before the war. No, not really. But a long time ago. Actually,
it can be before. We've had so many wars. It can be before the war.
Well, it was a long time ago. Actually, to be quite honest, it was 50 years ago this year that I left the Royal Central School of Speech and Drama. I look weeks younger than you might imagine. And I went into the theatre in Repertory Theatre in England as an actor. I learned my craft, I think, over 7 years of doing a play every 3 weeks in various theatres around England, and then started doing some television and the odd radio. I think I've racked up about 200 radio plays and 18 television series in one shape or form, so or another. So it was a wonderful life I had in England, and then in the it was like 1993, I think, I came to do some publicity for one of the series that I'd done. It was called Partners in Crime. It was on I can say national public television, and it was very successful. I was asked to do a play then on Broadway. And that was in 1997. And so I have been in America pretty much full time for the last 20 years.
Well, I think that's great. So things for you have turned out not probably like you expected in the beginning of your career, but it sounds like you've done a whole lot of different things and that are fulfilled and enriched your career.
Oh, absolutely. I didn't think that I would ever be a director. It wasn't something that I'd imagined earlier on in my career, but it did. I think probably when I came to America, it's still a land of opportunity for folks like me who wanted to try things that they hadn't done before. America was very welcoming to me. So I actually came to Los Angeles, first of all, and after that went into television in Los Angeles and directed my first play. And that was, 18 years ago. So I've been really directing more than acting for quite a long time.
We are speaking with James Warwick, who is the director of Mothers and Sons, and Mothers and Sons performing August 16th through September 9th at the Elaine P. Bernstein Theater, Shakespeare and Company. So now let's get down to this play, because Mothers and Sons is a pretty dramatic play.
Yes, it is. It's about this extraordinary complex relationship that mothers have with their sons, and in this particular case, a mother who had lost her son 20 years before the play starts. And she's removed herself from life, never really being able to deal with the after effects of losing a son at a very early age. She was 29 when he died. And the play starts with her visiting her son's partner, ex-partner, in his new home in New York City. And It's a visit for both of them to the past, but also a look forward to the future. And throughout the play, you feel that these prejudices and pain that this woman has suffered for 20 years slowly, very, very slowly becomes lifted. And by the end of the play, I think you feel that there's a great hope for a breakdown of the prejudice and conventional thinking about what we call now alternative lifestyles.
Do you think that because the play delivers this message of self-discovery in such a strong way, people who witness and watch the play also get that motivational feeling of self-discovery?
I would hope they would. We all have, no matter how liberal we feel we are, we always have our little places of refuge where we go, where we say, oh, I can't deal with that, or that's just too difficult, or I've made up my mind that this is the way this is. And the flexibility that this play offers in terms of conventional thinking, perhaps rather static thinking, you know, stuck in a place where you've made up your mind that you're not going to either engage in this new thought, or you're not going to understand this unusual relationship that this woman becomes confronted by. She actually meets the family that this ex-partner of her son has now surrounded himself with. And it's not a conventional relationship. It's a very, I think, very clear and compassionate look at how society has changed in the last 20 years, really since the death of her son, from this period in all our lives. Anybody over 30 will remember, 30, 35 will remember the devastating effect that the AIDS virus brought to communities in New York and Los Angeles, and I think everybody knows somebody who's been affected in some way by that period in our lives where there was no cure.
You know, and what's interesting about you saying that is, you know, I'm 65, and so I sit here, and of course I'm fully aware, and yes, I lost plenty of friends due to the AIDS virus over the years. I mean, being in radio and being in broadcasting and being around entertainment, I saw a lot of that. But what I think what a good play and what a strong play like this does is it presents it also to generations who didn't live through it and who can learn about that period of time by absorbing some of the material that's out there.
Yes. It's also, I have to say, because it's Terrence McNally who has an ear for dialogue and humor within that dialogue, no matter how serious the subject he's discussing, he finds the likeness within, I think, the grimmest of circumstances. And it lets an audience laugh and reflect and go on this journey. He's wonderful about opening up ideas to anybody who may not have even known anything about this period in time. It's not a play, by the way, I feel I should say, it's not a play about, you know, the AIDS crisis.
No.
It's a play about how society's attitudes and values have changed over the last 20 years, and I think it's a opening of a new dawn, if you like, in acceptance and big step forward in humanity's journey.
We're speaking with James Warwick once again, who is directing Shakespeare and Company's presentation of Terrence McNally's Mothers and Sons, performances August 16th through September 9th. Of course, tickets available online at shakespeare.org. It's going to be once again at Shakespeare and Company. Or if you still prefer the old-fashioned way, 413-637-3353. It's at the Elaine P. Bernstein Theater. It's just interesting talking to you. Yeah, you've been from what I see on the your resume, basically a theater director since 1997. I'm just going to ask you one other question about the theater. How has theater changed since 1997 to now to 2018 that you've seen?
I think it is. I hope that it is becoming more valued than it was 20 years ago. I think people are looking for a more personal connection in their evenings out or afternoons out. I think there is no experience like the theatre, and I think people who are discovering theatre for the first time come back. I'm finding enormously encouraging that there are more young people in this theatre and in the other theatres around here. I actually live up here now in the Berkshires, and I've worked in several of the theatres around here and directed in three or four of them. And I'm very encouraged by this new, younger audience who are seizing the plays on offer and coming back. That's a great sign, I think.
All right, one final question for you. As a director, is it in the initial stages of putting this together with the actors, is it kind of like when you're molding a pot of clay, trying to get everything correctly, and then once it's done, you just sit there and proudly look at it as it's part of your family?
Well, you know, that's a wonderful question, Mark. I had not worked with these three. There are three adult actors and two younger actors playing one part. We're sharing the young part of Bud, the little boy in it, between two young actors. They're in, one of them is seven and the other one is 11. But they both look sort of six. You know, they're little guys. And there are three adult, very experienced adult actors. And I can honestly say we're all sort of bonding like super glue. It's a wonderful process, this particular rehearsal process. Annette Miller, who's a highly experienced and brilliant actor, she's a joy to work with. She works incredibly hard. I'm so impressed by her work ethic. And she's sort of leading these younger actors, equally good in their own right. There's an equality of talent in this room, which is quite thrilling to be with every day.
Well, once again, the show runs August 16th through September 9th. Mothers and Sons, Shakespeare and Company, shakespeare.org or 413-637-3353. James, thanks for taking a few minutes and joining us today.
Thank you so much. Thank you.